Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Weather will be affecting roughly 7 million people today in the eastern USA as double low pressure systems will be. Zach Taylor, meteorologist with the National Weather Service.
The major cities from New York to Boston should be mostly a rain. If you want to see a lot of those heavy snowfall totals, you have to go further inland.
Yet another storm system is heading to the eastern USA.
But we're watching another storm system taking shape that could bring another round of heavy snowfall for portions of the north. East in New England late Sunday into Monday next week.
The Treasury Department began taking special measures to keep paying the government's bills on Thursday as the United States is against its borrowing limit.
The debt ceiling needs to be lifted, but wouldn't it be a normal thing if we're $31 trillion in debt not to just give a blank check?
Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy. With the federal government maxed out with $31.4 trillion debt limit, the Treasury Department began their so-called extraordinary measures. These accounting maneuvers include suspending investments for certain government accounts that will allow the Treasury Department to keep paying obligations to bondholders, Social Security recipients, and others until early June. Rock and roll heaven just got a little bigger. 81-year-old David Crosby, the legendary singer-songwriter and founding member of The Byrds and Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, died on Wednesday.
Just a song before I go.
A manhunt is underway in Missouri for five escaped inmates, including three sex offenders. They broke out of prison south of St. Louis earlier this week. Michelle Beasley lives across the street from the detention center in Farmington, Missouri.
It's scary. That's scary that they're out here on the streets again.
The inmates stole a gray 2009 Scion TC with Missouri temporary tags. This is USA News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
One hockey player stands up for his religion.
At both NHL Shop and Fanatics Online, there are no longer any men's jerseys with his name and number available. Provorov was blasted by legacy media outlets for refusing to wear an LGBT-themed warm-up jersey during his team's Tuesday night game against the Anaheim Ducks. Following the match, the hockey player said, "I respect everybody. I respect everybody's choices." Provorov explained to reporters, he is Russian Orthodox and did not wear the jersey for religious reasons. I'm Victoria Idoni.
The Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, said Thursday that last week's computer system outage that temporarily grounded all U.S. airline departures was caused by the accidental removal of files. The FAA reported contract personnel unintentionally deleted files while working to correct synchronization between the live primary database and a backup database. Alec Baldwin responds to manslaughter charges.
Alec Baldwin's lawyer says the actor had no reason to believe there was a live bullet in the prop gun that killed cinematographer Helena Hutchinson on the set of the film Rust. Baldwin was charged yesterday in New Mexico with two counts of involuntary manslaughter for Hutchinson's death. Attorney Luke Nykus said his client had no reason to think live rounds were anywhere on the movie set. I'm Dave Collins.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you, and we've got my good friend Tom Thompson is back with us. Yes, he is the NCAA record holder, and here recently they had the annual Tom Thompson Appreciation Day because of his significant accomplishments. He's an author, a motivational speaker, a respected fitness researcher, Taekwondo grandmaster. Is there anything you don't do? Are you a top chef, or what is it that you don't do, Tom?
Well, I don't take out the trash as often as my wife would like.
Yes.
So there's that.
Well, hey, we just can't be all around perfect, right?
Well, that's certainly true for me.
Well, Tom, your life has been, such an encouragement, and this is why your story has, has been so appealing and has gotten so much traction, especially, for some of us that are a little bit older. To realize that, hey, it's not over, is it?
No, it's certainly not over. And honestly, in my view, every day is a new opportunity to do something you always wanted to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, for you, when you were in college and you said, hey, look, I'm going to try out for the football team. And probably when you said that to somebody else, they probably thought, Tom, wait a minute, you're too old, and much less when you go on the field and here's all these young people that are your teammates and wondering, what the heck's gone on? Did you lose your way?
Well, that certainly was probably the most likely response I was going to get. I actually only told a few people that I was thinking about it. One, of course, was my wife, and then I had a co-author on a previous book, and it was in the health and fitness industry, and we discussed it, and I said, well, look, I might have some eligibility. I might see if I can go try to make a team as a kicker, and anyway, once I made the team and things started happening, I even wanted to keep it more quiet, only because I didn't want the school to be subject to a lot of, inquiries by the press and things like that, because they certainly didn't want to have a circus atmosphere around their football season.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, you end up connecting with the Texas football legend, Coach Ronnie Gage, who we met, a couple of years back in Texas. And what a, what a mentor and what a dear friend and now co-conspirator in life you got.
Yeah, it's truly a blessing. Actually, when I first came out for the team and everything, he was quite apprehensive, as he should have been.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're 61 years young, considering that he's dealing with still teenagers.
Well, there's that, and then he always was actually a no nonsense, football coach, and he just really kind of had one eye always on me to make sure I just didn't fall off the rails somehow. But no, we have since become very close, and we probably talk once a week at least, and it's just really been it's way beyond the kick. I'll put it that way.
Yeah. Well, I can imagine for you, here it is. You're ready to, really put yourself in the history books in being the oldest football player in the NCAA history and the oldest football player to score a point when you kick that point after touchdown. Going into that moment, were you fully aware of what you were about to accomplish?
Well, yes, but I wasn't... I guess shaken by it, because I had practiced it in my mind for, a couple of years anyway, and practiced and whatnot. And, once I put my foot on the football field to go out there and kick, it was just white noise. I didn't really pay attention to a lot. I just knew I had a job to do, and that was to kick the ball. And so I guess if I had thought about it, I might have been a little bit nervous. And then when the ball was snapped, it came back and landed sideways on the ground, and the holder had to pop it up at the last minute for me to even be able to kick the ball. So there were a lot of things. If I'd been thinking about it, I probably just would have turned around and come back.
Right,
and not
exactly.
Kick the ball.
Well, and fortunately, you weren't like the professional PAT kicker that missed, a record 4 point after?
Yeah. And I don't know if you remember, Bill, but I'm a kicking coach now.
Yes.
And help Austin College with their kicking. But I watched him, and it wasn't that he was nervous as much as it was. It seemed he just didn't have the body control that he would normally have when he goes to kick. And what I mean by that, his hips weren't necessarily in the right place. His shoulders weren't either, and it just seemed like, and I don't know if you play golf, but...
Yes, I do.
Okay, well, then you understand that's a feel. That's not necessarily you're thinking every moment where the club head has to be and where you have to be. You get into a groove, so to speak, and he just had lost it. And then after he lost it the second time, you could tell it was in his head. Mm-hmm. I feel terrible for him. I really do. Because I think he knows what the future may hold for him short term. But that was very, for a kicking coach, it was sad to watch. And yet, at the same time, he once he gets that feeling back, he'll get back to where he was, and he's a fine kicker.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this is so uncharacteristic. I mean, as you watch, speaking of golf, it's like shanking. When you shank a ball, it's in your head, and you're trying to do everything you can. And this happens with the pros, happens with anybody who has participated in this type of sport. But this is just incredible that you would, of all things, set a record for the most point afters in a a championship game.
Right. I know he doesn't want to be known for that.
No, exactly.
And it's just as little as he hadn't, it was his hips and his shoulders that weren't where they actually needed to be. He had good contact with the ball, except maybe that last kick. And so it's just a matter of going back and, getting with his kicking coach and getting him settled down. And,
I think spending time looking at the video and just, being out there and kicking lots more balls and getting back in the groove again.
Yeah, I always tell my kickers, it's always next kick. It doesn't matter if the kick that you just kicked was good or bad. You're always thinking about the next kick. Because if you go back and try to either recreate or overcompensate, it's going to mess your head up.
Yeah, exactly. Well, wow. But, you know, I again, knowing that we were going to talk, I couldn't help but think about you, and especially being a kicking coach. But I'm sure he's got enough coaches around him to help him. And, you know, and the teammates, you know, the pressure that they must have think like, oh my goodness, and thank God for him that it didn't become consequential in terms of the outcome of the game.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Yes, sir. And I honestly haven't, not that I've been looking, but I didn't see a whole lot of his teammates make any negative comments, if at all. Mm-hmm. I just think now the sports media might make something of it.
Right.
But I I'm sure that the players were disappointed as he was in the moment, but mm-hmm. I haven't really seen anything
exactly
from them, so that's a good sign.
Exactly. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Tom Thompson after this. Stay with us.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing, to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987. If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits. But you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, and we're talking with Dr. Tom Thompson. Tom's latest book is called The Life Coach, which he co-authored with Texas football coaching legend Ronnie Gage and Alice Sullivan. Tom, tell us about the book.
Well, the genesis was I just always knew that Coach Gage needed to write his story. And as our relationship developed after the football season, I finally was able to get him to agree to participate. And it turned out to just the process itself was, just really a blessing for Coach. And, of course, for me, just he and I doing something together. And I know that Alice really enjoyed her time with Coach and whatnot. But it was something that he had thought about for a long time, but he knew he just couldn't really do it in his own right, and it just worked out well that the partnership that we formed made it happen for him.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and the thing is, you know, there's just something so special and dynamic about sport, and the athletes that are all part of the game, because you get great stories, great experiences, and it reduces us all to our lowest common denominator, and maybe even our highest common denominator, right?
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So share with us some of the golden nuggets, from your book, if you would.
Well, I really appreciated Coach sharing his younger years and his childhood. We had a lot of similarities in growing up with our fathers not being in our lives, etc. And how he was able to overcome those obstacles. And then I think, too, when he was able to share the darkest moment that he revealed in the book, that was it was good for him to be able to do that and honor his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really the centerpiece of why we did the book.
Really? Wow.
Yes,
interesting.
Yes. And I don't know if you recall in the book, where his daughter Jess had contracted brain cancer, and she was just I met her a couple of times, and she was just a beautiful young lady. And I remember seeing Coach often sitting in the parking lot at Austin College before he'd go in to team meetings and practice and whatnot, and he'd be crying his eyes out.
Mm-hmm.
And then wipe his tears away and get out of his truck and go out and coach the heck out of the team, and then get back in his truck and go back to where his daughter was. And then I think we mentioned this in the book, there was the time where we had a player that collapsed and passed away, and Coach was down with his daughter at her bedside, and when he was told about this, he got in his truck and he drove his truck from the Dallas area up to Sherman. And honestly, Bill, he gave the most powerful message I ever heard from anybody on the goodness of God to the team. Got got back in his truck and went back to be with his daughter. Anyway, just, you know, bringing those things in and then still being able to point to the goodness of God, I think is a real encouragement to anybody that reads this book. And it's not necessarily a football book, although that's the, that frames the story. But it's really about a man that found his passion early in his life and has stayed with it. And, you know, he went through the ups and downs of life, and he was still, again, able to point to, you know, the goodness of God.
Exactly. You know, it's interesting here recently, Tom, where we're seeing, you know, situations where people are turning to God, like we saw so dramatically with what happened on the football field with Damar Hamlin.
Right, I agree. And someone asked me about that the other day, and I started thinking back to when all this COVID stuff started, and it seemed like that's when God really started making people readjust their focus, for example. And I know there were not always good outcomes with what happened with that and with regards to families, but a lot of families got closer and
yes.
saw the importance of being close. Mm-hmm. And then the situation with Damar was, I mean, I never thought in my wildest dreams that I would ever see an NFL game stop and not ever continue. Mm-hmm. I never thought I'd see an entire stadium praying and players and coaches down on the field praying like that. I mean, it was remarkable to even, you know, and then the fact that, you know, God in his mercy, I mean, Damar is fine.
Yes,
and
thank God, yes.
I would not be surprised. I really wouldn't be surprised if down the road he may even return to football.
Mm. Wow. Would that be a blessing for all concerned? I mean, his foundation suddenly has taken off as well. I mean, raised, you know, people have donated millions of dollars to his foundation. I mean, it's the heart of Damar. I mean, Damar is a man of faith. And, you know, and I believe, you know, God is blessing that. And as Damar continues, you know, to bless and honor God as well. And it's kind of amazing, the contrast, because here you've got the NFL taking a knee and seeking God as opposed to what had done in previous years in taking a knee against the country and against the flag. It's like the NFL has made a full circle of this whole thing, right?
Sure, and just to remember, you know, when taking knees, you know, got in the forefront when Tim Tebow started doing it.
Exactly.
And I mean, it was you couldn't do it, then you could do it. Now you are doing it.
Right. Well, and then in certain areas, I mean, there was a football coach, because he was praying, lost his job, you know, and so
thankfully he got it back, too.
Yeah, thank God. Yeah, the attack on religious freedom, you know, continues, and we need to continue to be vigilant. But I find it, you know, quite interesting. You know, like the old saying goes, Tom, that there's no atheists in foxholes, right?
Oh, absolutely. That's for sure.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Well, Tom, we got a couple minutes together, and I always enjoy this time we can have together and, you know, talk sports and talk life, because really that's, you know, what we've enjoyed so much is that is how the intersectionality between, you know, sports and life, and how it's had an impact on people, you know, like for yourself and for Coach, you know, and not having a father figure around, and you end up with you know, your coaches quite often becoming the father figure, which I'm sure that you have become for your players as you continue to coach, you know, coach there at Austin.
That's absolutely a true story. I mean, it really is, and I think that we need to be praying that God keeps raising up good coaches.
Yeah, exactly.
Oftentimes, those are the only father figures some of these young men have.
Yeah, without a doubt, because we know that, I mean, you talk about epidemics and what a disaster fatherlessness has had on our society and the impact it's had. It has been excruciating. devastatingly painful, and I think I grieve. I grieve for those kids that are raised without a father. For me, I was very blessed. We had a very blessed father, raised 9 kids, Army vet, and a great story there. Tom, as we wrap things up, what's your words of encouragement, for all of us, regardless of age, as we continue this journey of life? He's the NCAA record holder, author, motivational speaker, respected fitness researcher, Taekwondo grandmaster, and soon to be law school graduate, huh? It's never ending for Dr. Tom Thompson. Tom, as always, God bless you. I appreciate the time. You take care. Godspeed, my friend.
Bill, enjoy.
Bye-bye.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
USA News Update. Elon Musk could take the stand in San Francisco, California soon in a federal trial over investor losses allegedly caused by his tweets to take Tesla private. Prosecution is focused on Mr. Musk's frame of mind when he texted "funding secured" in the summer of 2018. The Treasury Department began taking special measures to keep paying the government's bills on Thursday, as the United States is against its borrowing limit.
The debt ceiling needs to be lifted, but wouldn't it be a normal thing if we're $31 trillion in debt, not to just give a blank check?
Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy. The Treasury Department began their so-called extraordinary measures, those accounting maneuvers, including suspending investments for certain government accounts that will allow the Treasury to keep paying obligations to bondholders, Social Security recipients, and others until at least early June. Lance Pry, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. We're at a SHOT Show 2023. It's a little cold, just a little bit, in Vegas of all places. We never thought it would be this cold, but the SHOT Show is an incredible experience. Let me tell you here, they said that if you were to visit and visit each one of the booths, you couldn't possibly do it in a week. But even if you spent 15 seconds per booth with all that's available, I mean, we got manufacturers, media participants from 50 states, over 120 countries here. But they said that you cannot see everything in a week. And that's only at 15 seconds of time. Sarah Joy Albrecht is with us. She is the founder of a new company called Hold My Guns. How long have you been in business?
So we're actually a 501c3 nonprofit, and I started this in 2018. What we do is we partner with gun shops across the United States, and we provide voluntary firearm storage during times of need. So that can be during deployment or when someone is selling their home and they want to prevent unauthorized access, or even if there's a mental health crisis in the home. And what we're doing is creating the infrastructure so that we can support gun owners through a self-governance solution, storing firearms voluntarily, and this is helping to save lives, protect property, and preserve rights.
And I like the idea that this is for gun owners by gun owners.
Absolutely. I am a range safety officer, and we have many people in the firearms community who are cheering for us, who are on our board, and we're really grateful. I like to say that the firearms community is a protective factor. We're very blessed.
Well, exactly. And the thing that I got to tell you, Sarah, that's really exciting me is how many women I have met here that are range safety officers. I mean, that really says something, doesn't it?
It does. The reason why I became a range safety officer is because I have 5 kids. Mm-hmm. They're now ages 21 to 16, and I actually have a distinguished expert, 2 experts, and 2 sharpshooters.
Wow.
And when they were getting into shooting sports, I realized in our area there weren't women who were range safety officers, and my daughters were young, and I thought, you know what, I want to have women on the range so that we can help adjust what the girls are doing if needed. I just felt safe about that. So that's how I got involved, and I'm really glad I've been doing that for a while now.
Well, and the thing that I love about your story is it reinforces what those of us who are gun owners understand in terms of that key term, responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes when anti-Second Amendment types talk about it, they imagine in their minds the Wild West and people just firing bullets in the air, being irresponsible. And that is the furthest thing from the truth, because gun owners, and this is the, I'm telling you, probably about 99% of the gun owners out there, if not 100%, understand the responsibility and the seriousness. When they have a gun in their hand, loaded or unloaded, they know for sure that it is loaded or if it's unloaded, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That we're not going to have something like what's going on right now with Alec Baldwin, for example.
Exactly. What a tragedy.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with you. And that's why I made time to come speak with you today, because I know that you love liberty and our beautiful community, and that's what you represent. So it's my pleasure to be here today.
Well, it's great to have you here. So how did this idea come about?
Well, sadly, we lost an 18-year-old friend to suicide by firearm, and my kids who grew up in the firearms community said, Mom, we want to preserve rights, we love shooting, but our friend is dead, so how can we help? And what we realized was, really, because of gun control, you know, you can't just give a friend a firearm for safekeeping in Pennsylvania, a pistol, if you don't have a concealed carry permit, and so you would create a felon out of your friend for an illegal transfer. And we realize that a lot of mental health professionals are telling people, well, just give your firearm to a friend if you feel like something's wrong. And unfortunately, because of gun control, that can get someone in trouble. So I realized in order to help people to make their home safe during a time of crises, we really needed to build the infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very scalable if we can work within our own community to store firearms at gun shops.
Well, by the way, congratulations for the article on Epic Times. How cool is that?
It's a beautiful thing to wake up to, I'll tell you that. Yes.
Yeah, so you can read more about Sarah and what Hold My Guns is all about. This is a great testimony, you know,
for
gun safety and all that's involved in. And that's the other thing, too, to reinforce here in your company, is that you are looking at the full spectrum.
Yes.
Of, you know, of gun responsibility, from training to storage and the whole deal. Break that down for our audience. We got a couple of minutes left.
Absolutely, and it really is a full spectrum approach. Before I started Hold My Guns, I was a doula, and that means that I worked in delivery rooms and that I helped women prepare for birth and postpartum. And I took that experience of creating birth plans into Hold My Guns, and we have personal safety plans. And what that does is it puts gun owners in the driver's seat and not just along for the ride. We encourage gun owners. We say in our community, be your own first responder. How do you do that if you have to seek help? It kind of, people get stuck with stigma. And so what we say is, the more, just like in a defensive situation, I mean, you're training for it, the more you can plan ahead and have an idea for, here's what I want to do when I feel stressed, here are my trusted contacts, here are my doctor, my pastor, people I can call, and here is my plan for firearm storage. You are in the driver's seat, and you say, this is what I want, mm-hmm. and people will respect that. And then also to have the infrastructure in place that we can provide that storage. So it takes that holistic perspective, understanding that anybody at any time, humbly speaking, can find themselves in a really difficult time.
See, and I want to reinforce what you're touching on here in terms of freedom and liberty.
Yes.
You have choices for freedom and liberty, but you got to honor it and respect it. And what you're talking mm-hmm. about is, there's things that you do in preparation, in advance, that preserves those freedoms. Right?
I love that you understand that. Yes. And we have an opportunity to just put a megaphone on the beauty of liberty and personal responsibility, but also make a way for people to take responsibility. I think it's very easy for people just to say, well, everything's fine with me. And it's a really hard-headed approach that ultimately does not encourage our own community. So we want to build it up and build that infrastructure and build up our community.
Now, you Hold My Guns connects donors with FFL partners, right? Explain how that works.
Let me understand what you're saying. You said connect donors, but so what you mean is connect the customers?
Right.
So yes, we connect customers or people in our firearms community looking for firearm storage. We refer them through our website, which is holdmyguns.org, and you can find a location, and they would take their firearms to one of our storage partners, which are heavily vetted. We make sure we're working with people who have general liability insurance, for example, knowing that firearms are an investment, mm-hmm. and because it is a transfer, we do require 4473 at the time of pickup for a complete firearm, but we also can store a non-serialized critical part. So if someone is going to be deployed for an extended period of time, they would need to store probably a whole firearm. But mm-hmm. in a situation where someone just needs to render a firearm inoperable for a few days, maybe to get over an anniversary of an officer's partner's death or something
like
that, there's just no stigma attached, and we could store a firing pin.
That's awesome.
And we don't ask why people are storing. Mm. Protecting privacy is very important.
Yeah, without a doubt. Anything else that you want to communicate with the audience, about finding? I mean, this is such a great idea. God bless you for doing this.
Thank you. It's something that I've actually prayed about a lot, and I can see God's hand in it, so I appreciate that you even said that. I want to encourage our audience that right now there's just a lot of confusion and anger in this world, and that we have an opportunity to be leaders and really show what the beauty of liberty looks like, and that self-governance, even though it takes extra work, like we were talking about a moment ago, to plan and prepare ahead, mm-hmm. it's worth it, and that the firearms community genuinely cares. We are looking to expand across the United States, and so what we're looking for now are sponsors to help us achieve those goals, to work together to support our community.
Okay. Sarah Joy Albrecht, you're
yes.
awesome. Okay, the website, real quick.
Holdmyguns.org.
You are robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Every day we invest in what matters to us. From coffee to a stick of gum to drive-thru. Netflix or iTunes, Amazon Prime, they bring us a sense of joy and value to our lives. It also matters that we have a country to save and the next generation
to protect. Bill Martinez Live has been increasingly targeted for canceling by a culture that doesn't want to hear the truth. And advertisers who have traditionally supported this show have been compelled not to advertise. Here's author, speaker, and entrepreneur Scott Powell on what we can do about it.
The best thing that they can do to help their friends, their family, their neighbors, is to implore them to listen to the Bill Martinez Show. Bill is a truth teller. Bill brings light and truth and joy into people's lives.
Let's bring reason back to the public square. Your return on investment is unique, in-depth analysis of the cultural issues that matter most. Your one-time gift of $100 underwrites a half hour of BML Live. A $200 gift, an hour. 24 hours of Bill Martinez Live would be a $2,400 gift. Perhaps you'll join with Bill every month and opt in with $100 per month. What's your best gift in helping Bill influence the next generation with logic, reason, and a love for our country? Every gift, your gift of any size, matters. Make your tax-free donation right now. BillMartinezShow.com and click the donate button. And thank you.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Before the top of the hour, we're coming to you from Las Vegas, Nevada, the 2023 SHOT Show. And with us right now is Governor Tate Reeves, the 65th governor of Mississippi. Governor, great to have you here with us.
Well, it's great to be on, Bill. How are you this morning?
Hey, I'm doing awesome. I mean, can you believe this?
Incredible.
Yeah.
Absolutely incredible. That's the only way I know how to describe it.
You know, when you're around this kind of energy and you sense, a feeling of hope, the free enterprise system in process. I mean, this is exciting. This is what America is all about, I believe.
No doubt about it. I had the opportunity yesterday to sit with six other governors from around the country and a whole lot of God-fearing Americans listening to those of us who are working very hard in the states to express our desire for freedom, for opportunity, for economic capitalism that is occurring in our states, and there's no doubt that that was a message well received, because there's literally tens of thousands of people walking the halls here that believe in exactly that.
Exactly, and certainly that's at your heart and what you've done for Mississippi and bringing in over $6 billion in new economic investment last year alone.
Yeah, we had an incredible run in 2022. In the 10 years before I became governor, the average new CapEx in the state was about $900 million a year, and so we in essence did about about seven times that average in 2022 alone. And by the way, we had exceeded that in both 2020 and 2021, even in the midst of the pandemic. And so we're focused on job creation, bringing better and higher paying jobs to Mississippians. And we have a model such that it's working because, not because of the politicians or any of that, it's working because of the people, because our people showed during the pandemic that regardless, they show up to work, they produce the products that they're supposed to produce, and they help get them to the marketplace. And companies and CEOs all around the country appreciate that. And that didn't happen everywhere. It's hard for me to fathom, but there are other places and other states where that didn't happen. But in Mississippi, we stood for freedom, and we stood for opportunity, and we stood for work because we value a hard day's work.
And the thing is, Governor, this is clear evidence. I mean, this is empirical data that's irrefutable.
The numbers don't lie.
Right.
The numbers don't lie. You know, there's an old saying that figures don't lie, but liars figure.
Right.
And we certainly laugh about that from time to time. But I'm a numbers guy, and I focused on the data and focus on taking advantage of the natural advantages that we have in Mississippi. For instance, the Mississippi River runs throughout our entire western border. The Tennessee Tom Bigbee River runs down most of our eastern border. We have access to multiple ports in both the Port of Gulfport and the Jackson County port. We have a fantastic transportation system with both trains and automobiles, a highway system, so we can get product to market. And oh, by the way, we have a little company called FedEx up at the Memphis Airport at the northern border of Mississippi that allows us to be a distribution hub for literally companies all over the world. And because of those advantages, people are seeing it now. We've kind of been a hidden gem for a long time, but we're not as hidden anymore. And that makes me optimistic about the future.
Well, without a doubt. Well, Governor, not a whole lot of supply disruption in Mississippi. You keep things moving.
There's no doubt about it. It's because you have to. And you know, you talk about the supply chain disruption. In many instances, that was a direct result of government action or government inaction. Mm-hmm. And that's got to be frustrating for all consumers across America. It's certainly been frustrating for me and frustrating for us. But we want to make sure that we're doing our part in Mississippi, producing the products that we produce, but also distributing those that are incredibly important, because we have large pharmaceutical distribution facilities that literally supply the world with medicines that are life-saving. And so we're going to continue to make sure that everyone knows that Mississippi is a state that is open for business, that has a workforce that is ready for the jobs of the next 50 years, and it has conservative leadership that's going to stand up for that.
Well, it's been said that business goes where it's welcomed,
mm-hmm.
right?
Well, there's no doubt about it. And I've never been to a more honest dialogue with respect to that when you talk about this industry that we're here at the SHOT Show. When you think about the attacks by some on the firearms industry, the attacks by some on hunting and fishing. You know, Mississippi, we passed a constitutional amendment where hunting and fishing is a constitutional right in our state.
Yes.
Because that's what we believe in. And so we're obviously strong supporters of the Second Amendment. There's probably not a state in the nation that has a higher percentage of homeowners that own firearms in our state. There's probably, when you think about constitutional carry, you think about concealed carry, you think about open carry. We've passed legislation in the last 10 years to protect every single one of those, and we're going to continue to do so.
So Mississippi is one of the 25 states that is constitutional carry.
Yes,
right? Exactly.
Yes.
Well, congratulations.
And by the way, we were one of the first.
Yes.
And we appreciate all of our friends and colleagues following on, but yeah, Mississippi was one of the first, and we'll continue down that path.
Well, and you continue to lead the way in terms of, you know, common sense economy.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, I had the opportunity to grow up in a loving household with a dad who started a small business back in the early 1970s. It's a small business that's a little bit less small today, but he's still running it every single day. He goes into the office, and when you grow up in a family like that understands the value of small businesses and the value of job creation, and not only the fact that the jobs that we have created and the revenues that we have generated not only helps put food on our table, it also ensures that food can be put on the table for every one of those hundreds of people who work for us. And that is critically important, and that is the American dream. That is what living in America is all about. And there are obviously those who want to push us in a different direction, but it's incumbent upon those of us who believe in conservative principles to stand up and fight back.
Well, thank you for doing that. You know, Governor, we're talking with Governor Tate Reeves, the 65th governor of Mississippi. He was the youngest state treasurer in our country. So when you say you know numbers, you know numbers.
Well, my background is in the investment world. I managed money for a living for institutions and individuals before I ran for office. And the only reason I ran for office is because when I came into, when I decided to run back in 2003, I was elected as the youngest state treasurer in Mississippi's history and the youngest statewide elected official in America at that time. But the only reason I ran is because Mississippi was in a fiscal crisis. We had, the other side was leading us down a very scary path with literally billions and billions of dollars in debt and a $3.6 billion operating budget that had a $720 million shortfall. That's over 20%. I mean, that's something that would even embarrass those folks in Washington, D.C. It's right. So out of whack. Mm-hmm. So we came in with a $720 million shortfall and only $13 million in the bank, which, by the way, $13 million in the bank for my personal checking account would be a whole hell of a lot of money.
Right.
But $13 million in the bank for an entity such as a state that runs literally billions and billions of dollars to it on an annual basis is not very good. Since that time, we went to work fixing that. We have less debt on the books today than we've had in a long, long time. And we have a $4 billion surplus.
Wow.
We've gone from literally a $720 million shortfall to a $4 billion surplus, money in the bank, that we're now doing two things with. We're investing in infrastructure and investing in our people. And then secondly, we are returning money back to the taxpayers through the largest tax cuts in Mississippi history.
Oh, Mississippians must love you. Or they should.
Well, you know, it's an election year. 2023 is an election year. We're going to find out, aren't we?
Love can be so fleeting in the world of politics.
Politics is tough. Or as I like to say, Bill, it's hard to take politics out of politics. But I will tell you this. We have been blessed. Mississippians have been very good to me for a long period of time, and we're very confident they're going to be very good to me in the 2023 elections as well.
Well, you know, you have been purposed and common sense, and people have responded. We often say in the show that experience defines preference. I know on a federal level, people are still brain damaged for what happened in the 2020 election because it didn't make sense.
Right.
I mean, we were winning, and now all of a sudden, you know, the people say, well, no, we'd much rather lose. We were energy independent. No, we'd much rather be energy dependent. You know, our economic system was healthy and it was robust. No, let's bring back recession and inflation at numbers that we haven't seen for a long time. I mean, that just defies common sense on a national level.
Well, that is exactly right. And when you talk about the first point you made, energy independence versus energy dependence, in my view, it's the single biggest reason that inflation is out the roof is because it costs so much more money now, and certainly did 6 months ago, to put gas in your tank. Well, that means that's more money going to pay to buy gasoline for everyday Americans, but it also means it costs more money to get bread and milk and other staples into the grocery store, so those prices are up. Mm-hmm. And it's a cycle that is very scary. And oh, by the way, the combination of the lack of energy independence that this administration has fought for, along with the literally trillions and trillions of dollars that they have spent trying to chase a social agenda, has really put this country in a very difficult position. And certainly the midterms didn't turn out as well as we'd like, but at least now we do have a check and balance with the United States House of Representatives that can at a minimum be the break to the current administration's gas pedal.
Without a doubt. Governor Tate Reeves, 65th governor of Mississippi, has been our guest. Governor, a minute left. Your vision for Mississippi and what you would cast forth on a national level for our country.
Well, our goal is to make Mississippi an even better place to invest capital, an even better place to create jobs, and an even better place to raise a family. When you talk about quality of life, I don't believe there's any state in the nation that has a better quality of life. It's a cheap place to live. I can drive a few miles west and a few miles northwest and a few miles south, and I can be hunting, I can be fishing, ducks, deer, whitetail deer, turkeys. I can go south in the Gulf of Mexico and fish for redfish and speckled trout all day long. It's just a great place to live, and it's also a great place to start a business.
Well, Governor, I have to come out and see you.
I'd love you to come, Bill.
Hey, I'd love it. It's on the list. Governor Tate Reeves has been our guest. Governor, all the best to you.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
God bless.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now.